dawn. All hell burst wide open, and just like that was gone. Your little lapdog chased a foxtail squirrel across the main road through the wood. Some ninja on a dirt bike nearly ran him down for good. Right about now it gets quiet around here, what with nightfall in the wings, the floorboards creak and the faucets leak, but it's the emptiness that sings. The wind grows chill, then lies still. 40 miles from nowhere, at the bottom of the world. November sky, a diamond-studded dome, 100 billion points of light to guide my way back home. When the moon is hanging fat and full, and all those jangling stars recede, a fold-out couch on a midnight porch is where my footsteps lead. You always said I made my bed 40 miles from nowhere, at the bottom of the world. Friends don't call like they used to, for reasons not unkind. If there's anything that we can do, rings hollow down a telephone line. There's a cedar grove in back of the house, maybe halfway down the hill, a place to go to just lay low when we had some time to fill. A few gravestones, a pre-Civil War fence, and a random arrowhead. It's where the beehive swarmed 3 summers ago, too wet, the old man said. So it's me and your little lap dog and that old brindle cat trying to keep this place in line. Heading into town these days is the last thing on my mind. I weep for you, it's what I do. 40 miles from nowhere, at the bottom of the world. At the bottom of the world.